Blog Talk Radio.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
And that you're listening to is Who Am I by Casting Crowns. Before that, you heard You Are God Alone by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew, for the evening. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It's always a pleasure you joining us. A few quick mentions. We have some great shows coming up. Please check out our webpage at thedrewshow.com, as well as at Twitter, on Twitter at DrewBTR. We have some great things coming up. Earlier today, we had a private interview, kind of a recorded interview, with James Lee Schuer. James is the star of the show Men at Work on TBS. So we will be playing that show probably in the next 3 to 4 days, I would imagine. So please stay tuned for that as well. And we had a great time with him. But again, like I said, thank you all so much for joining us. The picture scroll that you see going by, please check out our Facebook as well, and keep up that way as well. But tonight we have a fantastic show, and I'm so pleased to welcome our guest Josh McDermott to the show. And you saw Josh on 2 seasons of Last Comic Standing, and now you see him as a star of Retired at 35 on TV Land. And I'm so pleased to welcome him to the show today. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Drew. Thanks so much for having me, man. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's such a pleasure you joining us, and I know California time, it's only about 5:30 there, so I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on.
Oh, well, this is the last thing I had to do today, and I was looking forward to it because it meant the day's over and I could, you know, grab a glass of wine and maybe get to bed early because we got a busy day tomorrow.
Oh, wow, I bet. So you guys were filming a lot today as well?
No, not filming, but just doing a lot of press and promoting the show, the second season of Retired at 35, which is tomorrow night on TV Land at 10 p.m., 9 Central. And so, like, we're just kind of, you know, doing the last second, you know, push for that. And then it's just more of the same tomorrow. Just got to get up early and do more interviews and stuff, which I love to do.
Right. Well, you know, talking about your past a little bit before you came on Retired at 35, you're a finalist on Last Comic Standing. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
You know, it's going to be 10 years this fall. 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So when I did the first season of Last Comic Standing, I think it was only like 3 or 4 years in. Into doing stand up and it was kind of that validation right there that kind of, you know, let me go, oh yeah, like I could do this, you know, it's
right.
I'm not just getting laughs in the clubs, but now all of a sudden I'm starting to get spots on television, and it's like, this is something I shouldn't just do on the side, I should actually pursue it as a career.
Yeah.
And that's what I did, you know. It was great. It was nice.
Now did you come from a family of comedians, actors, that kind of thing?
My mom thought she was a comedian. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the comic Andy Kaufman, who's since passed, but his, you know, back in, he was on the show Taxi and stuff like that back in like the early 80s, but his whole shtick was just, he liked to mess with people and just kind of blur the lines of reality, and it my mom was the female version of that. Like, I would come home from school and she would be laying on the ground she'd pop a blood capsule in her mouth and have blood dripping out of her mouth just to pretend like she fell and had died. And it's like, you know, some people may hear that and go, oh man, that's horrifying, but like that was an everyday occurrence. Like, we knew she was just trying to get a laugh. And so that you know, when people go, oh, how'd you become a comedian, I tell them about my mom, and that's, they understand kind of my upbringing and why I'm driven to do this.
Well, that's awesome. What did you think the first time that you saw that, though? Were you like, oh my god?
You know, she's gonna kill me if I tell this story. It's too horrifying. But she took a retractable knife and would stab her stomach with it, and I would, and I was just a little kid. So, and at that moment, I think that's my earliest memory of her kind of messing with me. And I think I was horrified at first, but then she quickly was like, no, it's a retractable knife, and she'd stab me with it, and then it became my toy, and it was a funny thing, but my sense of humor became warped early on. So I remember that first time it being horrifying, but every time after that it was hilarious.
Wow. That's funny. You know, and one show that I do miss is Last Comic Standing, and I love going to comedy clubs in Atlanta, and one of my favorites is The Punchline, and I had an interview recently with Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly. What was your experience like being on the show?
You know, it was a little nerve-wracking the first time I did it, just because I was still so new to stand-up, and I had never been on TV before. And so you just have to kind of like block out in your mind all the cameras moving around and the fact that it's so high stakes. And, you know, it's like people's careers are made off of this show. But once I kind of had settled into, you know, just doing what I do, it was really simple. It wasn't any different than just going on stage and performing at a comedy club. And it was a great opportunity. I mean, I met a lot of friends, met a lot of people that are, you know, are still friends. And, you know, I still see to this day, and it's great, the opportunities. Oh, look, I wouldn't be on Retired at 35
right
now if it weren't for Last Comic Standing. I mean, it was a great experience. I loved it.
All right. And we're with Josh McDermott right now, the star of Retired at 35 on TV Land. You star on the show Retired at 35, and which premieres tomorrow night, Tuesday at 10, 9 Central. You play Brandon on the show. How did you get the role on the show?
You know, I just did an old-fashioned audition for it. You know, you hear these stories about meeting a director, and the director says, I got a great project for you, or whatever. That's not, I think my agent just submitted me. I went in and was just kind of a wild man, which I thought that's what Brandon should be. Yeah, I wore swim trunks and flip flops with red socks and a Hawaiian shirt that I let open to my belly button. And I was kind of looking at the other people in the waiting room, like everyone's dressed in jeans and a T-shirt. And in my mind, I thought, oh man, I missed this. I did not do my homework right or something. And I went in, and the producers were in there, and they loved it. And I mean, it was it was instant that that I got the role. It wasn't even, you know, there was no time passed. They gave it to me right away. So that that's kind of how it came about. I mean, and it's, I mean, we're in our second season now, and it's just fun to play this character because he's such a wild idiot, you know.
Right. Yeah. Now you're used to being a stand-up comedian, so did you have to make a big transition from being a comedian, stand-up comedian, to actually being an actor and being on camera? Is there a big difference?
You know, I think it depends on the person. For me, it wasn't a big shock for me. I mean, it's we shoot it in front of a live audience. Mm-hmm. And I encourage your listeners, you know, to come out and see a taping sometime. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time. It's right there in Hollywood. But just listening to, you know, waiting for the audience laughter to die down, and then before you deliver your next line, I mean, that's just like stand-up. It wasn't hard for me to do at all. I know some people have a hard time with it to make that adjustment, and they end up doing it, and it's great. But, you know, look, if this had been a show that wasn't filmed in front of an audience, I might have struggled more. But this felt at home.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of home for you. Now, you, as I mentioned a moment ago, you play Brandon on the show. Tell us about Brandon. Who is he?
Well, Brandon is the best friend of David, who is the guy who is retired at 35. He moved in with his – he's played by Jonathan McClain, a very funny actor. And he moves in with his parents in a retirement community in Florida, played by George Segal and Jessica Walter. We all remember George Segal from just about every movie ever made.
Right.
You know, the show Just Shoot Me, obviously, and Jessica Walter from Arrested Development. And, yeah, I play his best friend. You know, David worked in the corporate world, and the guy I play, Brandon, is a pool man. And so there's a nice, you know, contrast between the two guys, just, you know, getting into trouble and just seeing how they can get into trouble and each character's version of getting into trouble, where Brandon may want to get drunk or get into a fight or just kind of be a white trash idiot. That's going to be what Brandon is, where David's going to take the more, you know, sophisticated route. And it's a lot of fun.
Right. I love the show. I absolutely love the show. I really enjoyed season one. And you mentioned George Segal. I love his acting. There's nothing that he's been in that I haven't really enjoyed. And have you been able to learn a lot from him as being an actor?
Yeah, Drew, it's literally the best acting class I could ever do. You can't even take an acting class and learn what I've learned working with George Segal. Just sitting there, I mean, just to listen to him tell stories about just coming up in Hollywood. The guy was nominated for an Oscar, for crying out loud, for, you know, who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And it's like he just has these stories and just this way of doing things. I mean, I'm not working with someone my age. I'm working with this legend, and that's what's fun about going to work, is just, you know, listening to how he's going to approach every little aspect of the show. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. He's brilliant. And you know, I love when actors tell me that being on a show, it never feels like work. And I've heard that a lot of times, that they enjoy every minute of it, and they love coming to the set and everything else. Is that the way you are? What's your experience been like being on the show every day?
Yeah, you know what? We're a pretty tight family. We all, you know, the cast, not just the cast, but the cast and crew. And a lot of the crew does the other TV Land shows, not just Retired at 35. And so everybody knows each other. Everybody, it feels like you're walking into a big family reunion every day, you know. And that's,
right.
I can't ask for a better situation. I have friends who are actors who are on other shows, and they can't stand the people they work with. And they're good people, but they just, you know, they just do not get along. And that's not what you're going to get on this show. And I think that sort of chemistry off screen translates when we're on screen. You know, this is our second season, so we've already got a season under our belt, and it just keeps getting better and better and better, and just working together every day just helps that.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I've seen shows before on TV that they could never grab my attention. I never watched it past the first episode, just because they may be an actor, but you could tell there wasn't a whole lot of chemistry with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is it? And you mentioned the chemistry of Retired at 35, of how close you guys are. But what do you think it is that makes it so special? The show so special, and that can stand out from other shows.
Man, you know, it's hard to say because there's so many things that I could say, but I think it just starts with George Siegel and Jessica Walter and then the head writers, and just, you know, working from the top down. They kind of set a tone. They set a pace that is very laid back, and we get the work done, but we have fun while we're doing it. It's not this high stress environment, and I think that's what helps us as actors and performers to really do our job well. When we're stressed out, we're not going to be able to do that. You know, I imagine when you're doing your show and you're stressed out throughout the day, that show is going to be different, you know, than other shows you might do. So that's kind of where we sit. I mean, it starts with George, and he's so chill and laid back. I mean, the guy takes a nap in the middle of the day, which I just love, you know, because then if I don't have to rehearse my scene, I get to go take a nap too. But it's like, man, that's great. You know, it's like he doesn't care. Not that he doesn't care about the show and the well-being, but it's just like he's been there and done that. He's going to go take a nap because he knows that that's going to help him in the long run, you know? That's the cool part about it.
Yeah, and I love hearing things like that. And Josh, I think you're a brilliant actor as well. And I cannot wait to see what season two brings. And as I mentioned, the second season of Retired at 35 will air Tuesday tomorrow night at 10/9 Central. And I've already seen the previews, and I cannot wait to see the show. What kind of things can we expect from the show this season? Any big surprises?
Yeah, well, we brought the sister character back from the first episode of season one. We brought her back, and she's played by Marissa Jarrett Winoker, who a lot of people know from Broadway. She won a Tony for Hairspray on Broadway. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and she's been on a ton of TV shows. So she came back, and we're just kind of moving forward with the family and what's happening with them. I don't know how much I can say. Brandon may or may not get a girlfriend. He may or may not be pursuing someone, and that person may not be the sister, Amy, Marissa Jarrett Winoker. And, you know, look, if you want to see me kiss someone, if that's something that you've been dying to do, you may get to see that in season two.
Fair enough. But I, like I said, I encourage everyone to watch this show on TV Land tomorrow night at 10/9 Central. Retired at 35. You do not want to miss this. Josh can be found on Twitter at Josh McDermott, and your website, joshmcdermott.com. Are you still doing stand up? You have some tour dates on there as well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the San Francisco area, actually San Jose area in August. And I got some other dates coming up before then, but I'm not sure off the top of my head because we're still trying to nail down some details. But, yeah, you can just go to joshmcdermott.com to check what part of the country I'll be coming to.
Great. Josh, thank you so much for your time, and it's such a pleasure to have you on, and best of luck to you in everything that you do.
Drew, I appreciate you having me, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. That was Josh McDermott, the star of Retired at 35 on TV Land. Like I said several times, it airs tomorrow night at Tuesday at 10/9 Central on TV Land. I mentioned it so many times because it is a great show, and I thoroughly enjoy this show. And you know, there's not a lot of shows on nowadays that really can grab your attention. You know, and one of my favorite shows growing up was Friends, Seinfeld, shows like that. And since then, there's really not been anything to top it for me. But Retired at 35 does it, and I hope everyone will check that out. But I want to thank Josh, our guest for tonight, Josh McDermott. Such a pleasure having him on. And thank you all so much. Please, in the next few days, like I said earlier, we will have James Lee Shure on the show. We recorded it earlier today, so please come by and check that out. He is the star of Men at Work on TBS, so we had a great time with that. And if you heard me mention earlier, I interviewed Billy Gardell. He's Mike from Mike and Molly on CBS, so you can find that show in our archive shows as well. As I mentioned, check us out on Twitter at DrewBTR, our website, thedrewshow.com. Thank you all again so much for listening. It's always a pleasure. Good night.